To take this station with you wherever you go, download the Radio.com app today and listen to this station and over 300 other stations. With the Radio.com app, you can favorite your top stations for easy access and receive alerts with breaking news, contest opportunities, and more. To favorite a station, just click on the heart icon in the upper left-hand corner of your favorite station's logo. Go to your app store or radio.com/download and start listening today. Radio.com.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Listen to Lawrence Holmes at his new time. Weekdays noon to 2 on The Score.
Albert Almora Jr.
When you guys saw the outpouring, whether it was people like writing on the building, which I thought was crazy, with the chalk, or the parade itself, like what was going through your mind?
I didn't know what to expect. That was my first year, the first couple months, just like us. So that's what we were, I guess, used to. Or not used to, but like we were brought into this, into the big leagues, and all we did right away was to win. So I think the next year was the big learning curve for, I think, myself and maybe for Willie too, when we lost, you know, and then we weren't the last team standing. So it's a learning curve for every part. Obviously, we're super fortunate to get to, we got to the league the same year in 16, and we 3 months later we're world champs. Like, wow, you know what I mean? It's that easy, huh? Yeah, we're just gonna do it every year.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, radio.com sports station.
So you say you need more Cubs talk in your life. We've got you covered with a new podcast from The Score, Into the Basket, starring The Score's Julie DeCaro, Evan Altman from Cubs Insider, and Brad Robinson from WBBM.
Did you guys see the dancing bullpen catcher?
That was wonderful.
Let me ask you this, because you guys are dudes. What reason does a grown adult man have to know every single move to the video for Single Ladies?
I don't have one.
Into the Basket will have all the latest Cubs topics, and you can listen anytime you want through the radio.com app. The Score's Into the Basket, available on radio.com.
Don't let this summer pass you up. Power it up. In the 5-Hour Energy, power up your summer sweepstakes. You could win one of 5 amazing experiences. Buy any 5-Hour Energy product, including Cherry Extra Strength. Snap a picture of your receipt and send it in. Because it's about time you had the time of your life. Power up your summer with 5-Hour Energy. No purchase necessary. Sweepstakes ends July 15, 2019. Must be U.S. resident, age 18 years or older to enter. For official rules, visit www.5hewin.com. Void where prohibited. Sponsored by Living Essentials, LLC.
And now, an ad from Mom.
Here I go. Bundling home and auto with Progressive can save you money on your car insurance. No kidding. Oh, all right. I'm sorry. I added that last part in. You can edit that out, right? Or you can keep it in if you like. I mean, my opinion is I think it's good. I think other people my age would like it. Very relatable. I mean,
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
It all starts with just one thing. June is World Oceans Month. If you're planning a trip to the beach, be sure to use sunscreen that is labeled reef-friendly to benefit marine wildlife. Find tips and more at onethingus.com. What's your one thing?
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Listen to Lawrence Holmes at his new time. Weekdays noon to 2 on The Score.
Albert Almora Jr.
For you guys and the group of guys, the group of kind of young guys that came up kind of around the same time, what were those moments like when you realized what had happened, that you guys had achieved this goal and now you were going from being the hunter to the hunted?
Yeah, I think it was an exciting time coming in the next year after just winning a World Series, just because we were the target. And I still think we are, no matter what. No matter if we haven't won since, I think still teams are fearful, but I think they really respect us just because we are a team that play, you know, together really well. I think, having that team still kind of together from the 16 team, I don't know. I think people just know that we mean business.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
So you say you need more Cubs talk in your life. We've got you covered with a new podcast from The Score, Into the Basket, starring The Score's Julie DeCaro, Evan Altman from Cubs Insider, and Brad Robinson from WBBM.
Did you guys see the dancing bullpen catcher?
That was wonderful.
Let me ask you this, because you guys are dudes. What reason does a grown adult man have to know every single move to the video for Single Ladies?
I don't have one.
Into the Basket will have all the latest Cubs topics, and you can listen anytime you want through the radio.com app. The Score's Into the Basket, available on radio.com.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, our radio.com sports station, WSCR and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago. The
Score! This hour is brought to you by Crystal Lake, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram.
The Bernstein and McKnight Show.
I bet this place sells illegal fireworks. Just go in and act casual like you buy them all the time.
Let me have one of those porno magazines. Large box of condoms, a bottle of Old Harper, a couple of those panty shields, and some illegal fireworks, and one of those disposable enemas. Make it two.
Fung is winning. Winning is Fung.
This is the Lawrence Holmes Show with Bernstein and McKnight sitting in for Lawrence Holmes.
What?
Yeah, and I think it's going to be that way in this segment, too. That's just going to be my guess, as far as people who have tended to enjoy.
Idiots.
Yeah, yes. Getting drunk and doing stupid things on 4th of July, but that's what this is called. Fails of July. Subhead Independence Day, 312-644-6767. Traditionally, on Friday, Fung, we start you out with something that comes via email. So we got a couple quickies here. Jerry D. in Palatine says, in 2014, my friends and I decided shooting a bottle rocket out of someone's mouth would be a great idea. And I decided that someone should be me. Well, when a bottle rocket gets to the end of the wick and it starts to launch, there are small amounts of metal shrapnel that shoot out of the actual rocket, and it wasn't a little one. It was one of the larger ones that explodes with a loud bang and a shower of colors, and thank God I didn't lose my vision, but my optical surgeon gave me some eye drops after removing the metal from my eye.
Idiot!
He said, I don't drink anymore. He adds. And another one from Kyle, who says, 14 years ago, went to my best friend's family's lake house for every fourth back in those days. They just got a new boat, and we were out wakeboarding. So my buddy asked me to whip him in, and I didn't know that they had changed the depth in front of their dock and took a way too aggressive line. And my friend's entire family was out of the yard, and I proceeded to beach their new boat. No one was injured, no serious damage. But after getting the boat to the dock, my friend and I both slipped and fell off the dock. And to this day, his father doesn't believe that we weren't both blasted out of our minds. Well, I'm sure you were. I don't believe you either.
You could have been. Boating works that way sometimes.
Shall we hit the phones?
Yes, we should.
All right, here we go. Let's do it. John in Joliet, you're on Friday Fung on The Score.
Good afternoon, guys. I dedicate this to my godfather who's no longer with us. Early 1970s, I recall my mom telling my godfather, do not bring any fireworks this year to the barbecue. Well, Uncle Paulie comes walking in with a 40-ounce in a bag in one hand and a bag of M80s in the other. And as soon as my mom walks in the house, he proceeds to try and light an M80 in the grill and dropped it. So the grill blows up, meat flying everywhere, and my mom and my Uncle Paulie get into a fight. That was the best 4th of July I ever had.
The time the grill blew up. But he's he had 40 ounce in one hand, a bag of M80s.
A bag of M80s.
That's the kind of godfather you want.
That's how you order them, too. I'll just take a bag of M80s. Thank you so much. Just bring them all my way.
Atlanta, Georgia, and Larry on the score. Hello, Larry.
Larry.
Oh, Larry.
Larry.
Sorry, guys. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, we.
I apologize.
What's up, man?
So about 5 years ago, my wonderful preteens asked me and pleaded with me to, please, Dad, go up to Tennessee and buy some really expensive fireworks. So me being the really bad dad that I am, I drove up there and bought some really expensive fireworks and brought them home. So later that night, we were setting up the fireworks and shot off a couple, and the neighbors all come outside. And at the time, we lived in a cul-de-sac. And so as we were getting through all the fireworks, everybody's watching everything, and my son, who was 14, said, hey, Dad, can I light one? Oh. Sure, go ahead and do that. So we set up this big pack in the middle of the cul-de-sac, and as he's walking away after lighting it, he knocks it over.
Oh.
So here goes these big balls of fire shooting across the
Goodness
neighborhood
gracious.
In all different directions, and each one that comes out spins the damn thing in different directions. I had the entire neighborhood on fire. So I had the fire department there. I had lawns burning everywhere. I had angry neighbors all over the place. It was the worst thing ever.
Well,
the whole neighborhood.
It's going to take a lot to top that one from Larry. Thank you. Here's this is ex-NIU guy who says, we had a cottage every year. We'd share the fourth with two families, one from Kansas City, one from St. Louis. We would take our kids to the fireworks store. They would pick out fountains and sparklers. My friend from Kansas City came to the house with three aerial bombs that he got from a friend who worked at Kauffman Stadium. We weren't sure how to light these off, so we decided to use a round, 6-inch-wide, 4-foot-long corrugated gutter extension tube.
No.
By digging a hole vertically in the ground and pointing it up. Why did we think this would work? Late that afternoon, my friend from Kansas City lit the first one, went up about 100 feet and exploded. Very loud, big concussion. We could really feel it. Then my friend from St. Louis. And we waited, and nothing happened. And he went over to see what was going on, as his wife begged him not to. He stuck his head over the tube.
No!
Wile E. Coyote. He heard a sizzle, pulled his head away. The bomb shot off, missed his head by a foot, and exploded only 10 feet in the air.
Oh.
So I was not about to light the last one.
No.
We also took no claim for the shattered windows and broken porch lights on several of our neighbors' homes. Thankfully, my friend didn't blow his head off in front of seven children. Unfortunately, he could not hear anything until the next day.
That's the thing about those, you know, those corrugated, the tubes that actually come with the firework, they might look like they cost, I don't know, $1.50 or something to make, and they probably did, but they're made in the right way. The joint that takes the cylinder together with the base actually forces the firework upward and prevents you from blowing off your hand.
Uh-huh.
Use it.
Ted is in Alexandria, Virginia, and he's on Sports Radio 670 on Fails of July.
I was in high school, and a friend of mine had an older brother who had just returned from the Iraqi wars, early 90s, and the brother wanted to have a fireworks fight, which I partook in for about 5 seconds, and I decided, I'm going to get the hell out of this house.
Cool.
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 That's okay.
All right. I thought that was going somewhere, but...
Nope.
No.
It ended.
I guess not. This segment's brought to you by True Green. Ready for a mosquito-free summer, Chicago? Just call True Green. They'll eliminate biting mosquitoes in your yard within 24 hours of application, guaranteed. Call 1-866-TRUE-GREEN or visit truegreen.com/mosquito-free-summer. Additional restrictions may apply. See truegreen.com for details.
He called to say 12 words.
It's all right. His dive is dance water.
Yes, it is.
North Side, Willie, you're on the score.
I was in elementary school. It was in the 70s, so I'm prefacing that. A guy bet me $1 a firecracker to hold them in my hand. I thought I was smart enough to let them go right before they lit off. My hand stung for I don't know how long.
Would you make, like, $35?
Yeah, how much you get out of it?
I made $5.
That's too many.
Yeah,
that's too many.
That's too many.
The stinging in my hand wasn't worse until, I mean, it got made worse when I heard my brother, my oldest brother, was looking for me. The beating I received from him was as bad as holding the firecracker. And I learned that day how bad firecrackers were, not because I was dumb enough to hold firecrackers, but because my older brother taught me that was dumb.
Thank you, Willie.
Well, my other brother told me that was dumb.
Yeah, so the burning hand wasn't enough. It was the beating he had to take.
I want to know what he bought with the $5. Probably more firecrackers.
More fireworks so he could hold them in his hand. In Westmont, it is Otto. He likes to get blatto. He's on the score. Hello, Otto.
Well, I can't top any of those stories, aside from Otto's overall stupidity and poor planning. And on July the 4th, 2009, I'm safe to say that I had a better July the 4th than one Steve McNair. But that being said...
Come on!
Well, nobody got hurt. Nobody got hurt.
All right, keep going.
So I took a ride out to the Big Red Bar in Sky Point for Shelton and decided to up my fireworks game for the annual 4th of July party and purchased some mortar-style fireworks. It was wrapped pretty tightly in a pretty nice little package that I failed to open earlier and take everything out and look at the instructions and such. So I started to open it and pulled out one of the shells, not knowing you're supposed to put them in the tube. And lit one off. It made a bombastic explosion that scared a bunch of people, and I still have about a 2-foot diameter crater in my asphalt driveway. And after which my mom asked, could you please let us know when you're going to do that again? And then I went and unwrapped the rest of the package and figured out, you put them in the tube before you shoot them off.
Yes.
And that's the story.
Yes, you do, Otto.
That is actually dumb.
Thank you.
It puts the bombshell in the tube or else it loses a hand.
It puts the lotion in the basket.
What are you doing?
In Buffalo Grove, here's Pete on the score.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. All right, so this one only loosely has to do with fireworks, but it goes down in history as one of the biggest 4th of July fails in our family. I got married on July 4th, and at the time, my brother was underage. Our reception was at the Signature Room in the Hancock Building, which is all the way up in the 96th floor. And despite my grandmother kind of browbeating my younger brother the whole night about, don't you be drinking, and you're underage, and you're not supposed to be drinking, he was sneaking drinks right and left, and my cousins and friends thought it was funny to get my little brother plowed. At the end of the night, we're going down the elevator, all 96 floors, and I'm in the elevator with my dad, my brother, my grandmother, my new wife, a couple family members. About halfway down, he went green, and he threw up all over my grandmother's feet. We got down to the lobby, and it was like the scene in The Shining where the door opens and it all just sort of like rolls into the lobby. And yeah, the look on my grandmother's face, like 20 years later, it's still priceless. All right, I'll hang up. Thanks.
I have to go. Grandma's calling.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah.
Oh my God, that is funny.
It's our buddy Tony and Sauganash on the Bernstein on the Lawrence Holmes show.
That's
with
right.
Bernstein and McKnight. That's on the score.
Boys, how you doing? As of tomorrow, it will be Tony from Lake Forest, for identification.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. Ahoy.
Well?
So in 1990, Deerfield, I thought it would be a good idea to, it was raining on the 4th of July, so I was launching out packs of firecrackers and jumping jacks out through the patio door. Mom kind of got in the way of one of them.
Yeah, damn, do that, you know.
Yep. And, yeah, it kind of hit her hair all over the kitchen floor, burn marks everywhere. Yeah, that's 20-year-old Tony.
Lit Mama's hair on fire. Her hair's on fire! Can I take a call from a Bob?
Oh, absolutely. Today's the day for that.
It's a perfect way to close out the first segment of Friday Fung, Fails of July, with Bob in Hoffman Estates on the score.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. God, I tell you what, this is a funny segment. There's so many stupid people, including myself.
Absolutely.
But I was dating this gal back in the 80s. Her father set off this huge display every year for all the neighbors to see. They all get out on their front porches and watch. Well, I wanted to be a part of this, but I was young and cheap, so I went out and bought some very cheap fireworks. I proceeded to set off the very first one, and this thing's supposed to go way up and blow up. Well, it goes up about 6 inches, turns 90 degrees, and shoots right for her mom. And it blows up right in front of her mom, almost blew her up. That turns out to be my mother-in-law. We've been married for 32 years.
Well, you still Why haven't she successfully ever blown her
me,
up.
I have no idea.
Gone back to that same fireworks store, and they don't have that one.
Yes, I keep looking for that one.
Can't find it.
It was actually
anywhere.
Just a pile of gunpowder.
Right. I'll make this work at some point. All right, this is good.
This is good.
Yeah, we're going to do more of it. It's exactly what we wanted.
Remember, it doesn't have to be fireworks.
No, it can be anything.
Though those are hysterical, these are fails of July or Independence Day stories. So, you know, if you're like, I had this thing that happened on the 4th, but it didn't have the fireworks in it, that's fine. We want your story, too.
That's okay. Great job so far on short notice. Fails of July. We've got another bank of calls. 312-644-6767. Bernstein and McKnight sitting in today on the Lawrence Holmes Show until 2 o'clock on the score.
Monday, July 15th. Join the score's Lawrence Holmes as he hosts Cubs special guests at the Budweiser Brick House Tavern in Wrigley for the second luncheon of the 2019 Cubs on Deck series. Tickets are on sale now. Get yours at 670thescore.com/ondeck. Presented by TimberTech and Xfinity.
This is John Feinstein with the CBS Sports Minute. There's no hitter in baseball more dangerous than the Yankees' Giancarlo Stanton when he's healthy. The problem is, he's often not healthy, and if you can't get on the field, you aren't very dangerous. The Yankees are now saying that Stanton's latest injury